Hey guys, give me a minute to come together. Ooh, I'm spinning. Anybody have any experiences they want to share? How about I'll let you guys integrate for a minute. You want to see my new artwork? So excited. This is for the Galactic. We decided to break up the Akashic Records into three books because it was over 500 pages. So each course is its own book. So the Galactic Akashic Records, this is the cover. Isn't it cute? I love it. And then I'm working on this one for healing with the masters in the Akashic Records. I'm still working on it. Isn't that fun? No. Look, Frida in Mexico's got a cigarette in her mouth. I'm super excited. I'm having so much fun. I love drawing and painting and stuff. And it's all vibrational art, you know? It holds the vibration. I mean, when I finished this one, they were totally talking to me. So I have them on my desk so I can look at them and talk to them. So they came for this. Same with the other one. They all wanted to be here. Anyways, so does anybody have anything they want to share or any questions or anything about the experience? And, you know, if anybody did not have an experience this time, it's totally okay. Just do it again and again, and you will start having experiences. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time. And then you'll get where you don't even need to do the recording to re-listen to it. You'll just get where you can start popping into this stuff all on your own. It's totally cool. Roberta, did you have a question, sweetheart? No. Okay. All right, you guys. I hope you enjoyed it. Okay. I wish somebody would share something. Go ahead, Roberta.
Okay, sorry. I want to just a little bit. If that's okay, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay. A couple of experiences I wanted to share I thought were kind of interesting. The first place I went was, it was very hard to describe. It was a different plane completely, not this lifetime. And I was in a space where I was talking to these other beings, and it was very... it was an inside thing, but it was very crystalline, very clear. Colors were very clear. And I was in a place where there were kind of books, and we were commenting kind of how much I like books. And I said, well, I don't want to have to do this until I know I can read the ending and know it's going to be okay, because I don't want to do this again unless I know it's going to be okay first. So they let me read that. The ending would be fine. The ending would be good. In fact, it would be really super good. And so there was an agreement that okay, then I could go ahead and agree to do that lifetime, which I think is this lifetime that I'm in now.
Yeah.
Good. The second experience was pretty terrible in a way, because it took me to a place where there have just been some really terrible, I don't need to go into details or anything. There were some terrible things going on, horrible things going on. And I was dreaming that there would be, that, you know, that there was a power greater than all the bad stuff that was going on. And that I know that there would be a time when there would be justice brought to the situation.
Yeah.
And it was bad. I got the feeling it was in medieval times, somewhere in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just had other experiences too that I thought were really good, but those are the two I wanted to share.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. And by seeing those things, it allows you to let them go and shift them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really amazing how your life will change the feelings after this. Yeah. Thank you so much, Roberta, for sharing. Rose, go ahead.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
I can. Hi.
Okay, good. I was very shocked and surprised. The last lifetime I went into, I was in an extraordinarily loving relationship with a man. And the message was I was to bring that forward into this lifetime.
Good. Yay. And
yes. And the gift was that I would be able to attract that man that was perfect for me.
Oh, absolutely.
Considering what I just went through with the last relationship, I think it's phenomenal.
You learned from it so that you could be ready for the right guy. You needed that experience. That's what I think my last one was.
Yeah.
You know, I have received a lot of healing through it, and it got me ready for what I'm doing now. I could have done what I'm doing now if I hadn't gone through what I've gone through. I wouldn't have been ready. So thank him, bless him.
Yes. And so I'm excited.
I'm really excited for you. You are such a freaking catch, man.
Well, thank you.
I was a guy to go after you. For sure. But I'm not gay or a guy, so I won't.
Well, I'm ready.
I'm just admiring you, girlfriend. That's it.
Okay. They can bring him on now. I'm ready.
Bring him on, baby. Yeah, you had to do what you did, so you're ready.
Yeah.
There's all learning. Everything's learning, you know. It's all an experience for a reason. And I'm so glad you saw that so you know it's possible so you can create it.
Yeah, definitely. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Isn't it cool how we get what we're supposed to get?
Yeah, definitely. I would never have thought that would come in a million years right now, but I'm grateful.
Very cool. So did anybody get a really cool archetype experience or anything they want to share?
Mary Magdalene.
Did you? That's so cool.
Yeah, she came in very strongly and she said, "You are me and you need to recognize and know that."
That's cool. Connect into those energies. It's so beautiful, man.
Yeah.
So
I've been channeling messages from her for about 2 weeks now.
Yeah. Good, so good, good. That's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
See, you guys, I'm not the only one. There's another one right here. Do you know what I mean?
So thank you.
Yeah, it's so freaking cool. Go ahead, Suzanne.
Okay, great. Okay.
I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, we go. The headphones have a mic in there. So I think I consider this archetypal. I was taken through sort of like a series of lifetimes where there was I was serving as a freedom fighter type role, and it was on different sides of the situation through the lifetimes, but in each one I learned at a different level that there's no need to fight against anything, that it's about stepping into the right timeline, holding the right timeline for the planet, instead of all the fighting against that has gone on through millennia. Yeah. And it was like humanity coming to that realization at the same time that I was experiencing it through different paths, simultaneous, past lives, however you want to call it, archetypal things. And it's so interesting, as I wrote my note earlier, that, you know, for those of us who are either trained in past life healing and always at the time we learned it thought past lives were in the past, and then over time we've understood the next level, it's not in the past, it's say simultaneous, or we're multidimensional, or it's a collective archetype, like what you're they're all, you know, saying. Yeah. It's taken us on an evolution of understanding. And then when we go back now and have a regression like this, we can actually see it all so totally differently, of how it's just culminated in understanding how to hold our vibration and be in the right timeline to help with what's happening, like the liberation and unification of the planet, from a totally different understanding of
because we can't plug in any of it. You know, if you're fighting the dark, you're feeding it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if you're thinking you're exactly righteous because you're the light, you're still feeding it. It's time to be into oneness.
Exactly.
And unplug from all of it, because that's where we're going. And no matter what side you're on or what you think you're feeding it, it's, and I've really had to step back from that. because I was one of those warriors for like, you know what I mean? And I've really had to step back, and it's been a transformation for me to step back from that and really see it as perfect of whatever it's doing, not judge it, and just know it's playing out, you know, and supporting love for all. Cause I know that's where we're going, but we're purging so much right now as a planet, hugely. And it's just letting go of all of our fears and stuff. So that's all it is. We're just hugely.
Yeah. And it feels so good to kind of be at that place. I know there's a point where we want to understand the truth and get to the truth and be in the right awareness. But then at a certain point, we have to kind of stop that, all that efforting in that way, and just come into the knowing and the right, and hold that paradise, new earth timeline, or, you know, the unification. And we'll bring everybody together there. We'll get there. So thank you. And thank you. This was wonderful. Wonderful.
Thank you, Suzanne. Thank you. Go ahead, Bianca.
Sorry. I just wanted to share that I had one experience that feels like a parallel life, and it's more like being of a guardian of some sort. It's the second time I have this experience, because it was brought on by the noise of, I was listening to a YouTube and they were showing the noise of a spaceship, and it's like, this was my queen. This is the person I serve. And it's, the vibration is very strong. The vibration of being of service is very strong, and of having responsibility of that power of being one of the guardians, if you want, of that queen, and of being a representative as well of that energy, which is kind of strange, but kind of fun. But it's still going on, which is kind of weird. But it's kind of going, you don't have to be a victim because you have that power and you feel responsible. You don't have to feel responsible for everything.
Yeah.
But it's it was a very strange and fun thing. But it's it's knowing that you have your, that energy of power, that energy of you can do it, you can take on whatever's going to come on.
Yeah.
That warrior. Like we were talking about the warrior feeling, it's that warrior feeling. I could feel like my whole hot bit, and you know, I had a little scene with the family that I have there, but I could really feel like that outfit of the pride of serving.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was that's fun.
Cool. Yeah, that's so totally cool.
Yeah, and it's weird to know that it's still going on.
Yeah. And you'll get more understanding over the next couple of days. Things will pop up and you'll understand why you saw what you saw. And you'll be letting go of things and you'll be integrating them more. But I think it's important for the higher vibrations that you're integrating. Because when I first saw those two lives where I was working with energy, I always went, well, that's really cool. And then I'm going, you know what? I saw these because it's time for me to integrate these energies. That I am a teacher. I am a leader. And to have that confidence of them with the energy and the teaching to really, really show up and do it, you know, and to integrate really being a master and being okay with that, you know? So that's what I got out of mine. And it's about, you know, being that master that you are, because we really are all masters. And the planet's moving into 5D. You've got to be a master. Be here. Because 5D is that of the masters.
Yeah, anyway. That being of service, that was really strong for me.
Oh, yeah. I love being of service. I was talking the other day. It's like, God, you know, if I wasn't doing this, I'd be a broker. I'd be selling real estate. Yeah, I'd have millions of dollars. I have a lot more money than I have now. But thank God I didn't do that. I'd be stuck to a town. I'd be wearing designer clothes and driving the newest Mercedes and having that beautiful, playing that whole fucking archetypal thing. Thank God, God was in charge and not me. Seriously. Here I am working online and moving to Mexico. You know, thank God I get to do that. And if I would have done what I wanted to do or I thought would be good for me, I'd be selling real estate. That was my plan. Anyways, so
thank you for being who you are.
Thank you. I'm glad I showed up. I mean, fuck. I argued and fought my way here, but no, I don't want to do it. What do you mean? That's crazy. Here I am going, wow, this is really freaking cool. And I'm really, really, really lining up with this. God. Well, for a long time, I've known this is what a major blessing to do what I do. And it's just, God, what a freaking blessing I get to do what I get to do. Seriously. Yeah. Yay. Thank you guys for showing up. And I get to do what I do because you guys show up. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Wait until you see what comes from Mexico. Woo-hoo. Anyways, anybody else want to talk or share anything? Okay, everybody, have an absolutely beautiful, beautiful week. And I'll see you on Saturday. I don't remember what the webinar is, so I'm sure it's in your email. Love you guys. Bye.